it. Taint. People came.
Why did they stop doing their podcast? The Crab Feast or whatever it was.
He said it was 7 years.
I think they just set fire.
7 years, yeah. It's almost like where we're going to be in about a month.
Yeah.
Huh?
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
And welcome to the Comedy Store podcast.
You came in soft on that. That was
you know
nice.
What? That was me trying to be professional. Rick.
It gets weird when they told us to be quiet. That's like,
I know,
you can't say that to us.
They're trying to they're trying to fix the sound, which every single listener complains about. So.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any interaction on Twitter if it didn't
if there wasn't a buzz in your podcast.
Jake Douche in
there's so many people.
Wisconsin letting me know that he could do the sound better if we just record in Wisconsin.
Oh, good idea. Let's just transfer the whole building to Wisconsin.
Well, who is the guy that hit us up this week? He's like, please, I'll do it for free, whatever you want. I'm
I don't know.
Come on in.
Josh
does it for free, too.
It
still doesn't work.
Maybe that's why.
He's violating the rules. He was nice to us, supportive of the podcast. And I go, look, this is Twitter. You can't do this.
No, you're
we're here to fight.
Dick.
We're here to fight.
Oh, is that what you have to do on Twitter?
I do it in the
street. Requirement, be combative.
Yeah. Do I have to switch
you're old
it?
School.
Yeah.
You just disagree with people on Twitter, and then when you see them in person, you go like, oh, hey.
Yep, that's exactly right.
No way. Guys, Rick Ingram's here, and we have the great Jessica Michelle Singleton.
I made it. Thanks for having me.
Yay, thanks for coming. Like I said, I wanted to have Nicole, Amy as well, because I think you guys are adorable together.
We have a good day.
Are you guys a comedy duo?
No, but we fucked around on stage.
I like it.
Once or twice when we were just behind each other in the lineup or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So we've just been messing around, but we spend a lot of time together, just weirdly codependent friends.
Oh, and touching each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
That's a weird...
Hey,
yeah,
these girls are weird.
Like,
these girls
facials.
Are different. Yeah,
listen,
see?
This is...
They fucking do weird shit.
She
I want
does
strictly,
extractions.
Strictly hetero behavior on this podcast, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to scare you.
Assume my gender, please.
Ew, you sound like
you
my
know
niece.
What? Good point.
Your
just,
nephew.
I'm just trying to build up our Trump.
Sorry. Whatever it is.
I want our Trump base numbers rising. We That's, need more
okay.
listeners
okay.
out there confronting
what the hell is
Native
a podcast?
Americans. It better be on the radio. I ain't listening to it if it's one of them computer shows.
I feel like Trump's supporters would say that.
Probably. Oh, yeah. We got to get in touch with like a morning radio show and just get...
Oh, Rick does a great...
You guys got to syndicate.
We have a morning radio shtick if you'd
we
like
do,
us
we do
to...
Shtick sometimes.
I would like it.
Do you do a lot of morning radio?
On the road, yeah. It's a
okay,
nightmare.
Well, let's see if this makes you feel good.
Okay.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, that was... That was Nickelback. Hell of a song. Still out there rocking it. You can catch him at the local state fair this summer. with me, as usual, is Laugh Girl. Always here, always laughing. Caught her backstage. I don't want to tell you what happened, but get ready because Days of the New is coming up.
Oh, that's so funny. Hey. That's it. That's our
that's
big.
All we do.
That's all morning radio.
Yeah. Why is there always a laugh girl? It feels uncomfortable.
I don't know. It's always a girl who... I was an intern in radio. Oh
where?
God, was I the laugh girl?
Oh, she just... It just dawned on her.
I was just a drunk girl on a morning, like a mixed morning show. Not that
What's
wasn't
that
my role.
Mixed?
I just it's like a mixed adult contemporary.
Like we had a black, we had a
God no. This is Florida. It was all white.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant like all right.
Yeah.
No, I just like played a lot of Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
And there was a guy who would call every day and he'd be like, could you guys play some Nickelback? And I'd have to answer like, you know, we'll see what we can do. And then one day, towards the end of my like internship, I was like, hey man, it's never gonna happen.
Listen.
You gotta stop calling.
I think maybe you're calling the wrong station because we're playing songs people want to hear.
Not contemporary enough, my friend.
Is that where you started stand-up in Florida?
Yeah, I did it a tiny bit in Tampa. I did like four open mics and then it was like, time to move to Hollywood.
Rightly so.
It only took four? Wow. Yeah.
I started working three jobs, saving up. I thought I was going to go to New York, and then I visited LA and was like,
that'll do it every time.
I'll live here instead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I hadn't really decided either way, but as soon as I came out here in the winter, I'm like, I'm not even going to bother with that other place.
Fuck winter.
Yeah.
Ugh. Especially from Florida, because that's real swampy.
Yeah. When I grew up in Alaska, so I just went to college in Florida.
What are you, on the run? What the hell does that happen?
I am not allowed to discuss it. I put on a different wig.
Let's just start laughing.
Criminal family.
My mom is a mentally ill person, so she drove us to Alaska from southern Mississippi when I was in sixth grade.
Holy shit. How long is that drive?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Three of those days were on a ferry boat, which is basically like the Greyhound of the ocean.
It's my favorite thing to do when I go visit my dad from Wildwood, New Jersey to Delaware, Rehoboth Beach.
It was just
very exciting.
Where do you take a boat from Washington?
Like Seattle, and then you go up to, I think, Hope, Alaska. We stopped at all the people get off at different islands like Juneau and Ketchikan. So my mom was trying to convince us it was like being on a cruise, and I was like, "We're living off of vending machine snacks, and it smells like dead animals."
That's beautiful.
It's an adventure. So
did they pay you to live in Alaska? Isn't
they
that
do.
Something they do.
Yeah.
You get like $7,000 or something.
I wish.
You get a dividend, and it's between $900 and $2,000. It's just once a year, but people will get them per kid and stuff too. So
right.
My mom get knocked up a bunch up and, there.
Yeah. But yeah, she would
have made it rain on
Alaska
Mrs. Kerrigan.
Rich.
Yeah.
Alaska rich.
Not the when I was in last
Look at
time
that
I was
igloo.
In Alaska, I thought it was weird because we were flying from Anchorage back to L.A. and they came on the PA at the airport and they're like, "Just a reminder, IDs are not necessary." And I was like, "Why would you announce that?" Even if that's the policy, it just seems like a bad practice to like let people know. Like,
we don't care who you are.
You can be a criminal. We don't care if your name is Muhammad. No ID required.
That would be something un-Alaskan. That's how they pronounce
like,
it.
That's how they, Muhammad, I've never heard. That's how my dad would probably say it. That's amazing.
That's the Kansas dialect coming out at me. Your name is what now? You're Muhammad? You're into that Ayla?
Ayla?
How do you say that?
You're one of those Muslims?
Yeah. A Muslim.
Yeah. I think that's Alaska's slogan. It's just like, your secret is safe with us.
How long were you there?
From sixth grade through, I graduated high school and then I left as soon as I. Whoa. So like, what, 7 years? Yeah. Right.
I love the addition. Killer like, schools in Alaska.
You're like, how does math work?
I was trying to figure out when I was there. I've only ever been to Anchorage, but I kept meeting people with accents where I was like, why do they have southern accents? It's so crazy.
I don't know either. I used to, when I do a bit about it,
because they
once
drove
in
up
a while,
from Kentucky.
Yeah, it's because no one is from Alaska. They're all like two generations deep, if that.
And they're very into like backwoods redneck culture.
Yeah, that they love.
Fishing, country music.
Yeah.
I dated a guy in high school who had a Confederate flag on his wall, and he wasn't even white.
No.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
That's
was
beautiful.
He like a
he was
Eskimo?
Half Guatemalan.
Oh.
No, he had a big old Guatemalan dick. I did.
Okay.
I did
like this.
Get an Eskimo kiss from an Eskimo, though, so that's nice.
That is nice.
A real live Eskimo?
Yeah, they're a real thing. People get offended when you say Eskimo, but it's like a real group of people.
Yeah, they're just the indigenous Alaskans.
Yeah, it's like a specific type of.
But they don't have that Guatemalan dick. A lot of people don't realize
that. Yeah, it's tough. But so if you mix Eskimo with Guatemalan, that
you get
gets
a normal
Long Johnson?
Size.
Super fly.
It's too cold for the
Superfly.
It's too
super
cold dumb. For the Eskimo dicks to be big. They spend so much time shrunk down.
Yeah, they stay inside.
So
an Eskimo body is really like they're like a human igloo.
Okay.
So sometimes you just see the dick poke out to
just
see
barely.
If it's still cold out.
Like, no. Isn't it dark like a lot of the time there?
Oh,
only
yeah,
the winter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not good.
Really
I don't go out of my
summer.
Element.
Yeah, it goes like, in Anchorage, it gets down to like 3 hours of daylight. So it never goes full dark where I'm from, but.
Did you live in Anchorage?
Yeah, that's where I was from. Yeah. So
I was there at the Rent is Easy in like end of January, beginning of February one time, and the sun came up like 10:30 in the morning,
and
then it went
gone.
Down by 1.
Yeah.
I should live there. I mean, my depression would just excel.
It'd be the best thing.
Everyone's mentally ill. People have special
you have
lights.
To be.
Yeah, no, it's like made for it.
Yeah.
You can't live like that all the time and be totally fine.
But that's what I don't like about LA. It's always sunny. So those last like couple weeks when it was raining, I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, this
makes
like, this
makes you
me.
Okay to stay
you need
in
that
your bed.
Darkness.
Oh yeah, then you don't feel guilty about it.
When that sun's out, you're like, oh fuck, it's a gorgeous another yeah, you, gorgeous day in LA.
That's
fuck.
True.
How you have you not like, gotten over that?
The if gorgeous
it, it could be
days?
Perfect outside. I'm still just like, fuck
same,
that. I'm not
but
going out.
I still feel guilty. I hate the guilt.
You got to let that
really?
Guilt die.
Yeah. I'm Catholic. They don't let me.
I'm just, yeah, no, you take that with you to the grave.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Extra hard.
Yeah.
Like that Guatemalan Eskimo
oh,
dick.
Oh, God. It's so big. I couldn't
I
even fit it all inside
you
me.
Back to your childhood sorry. Like that, but you yeah. really lit up when I brought
school.
It up.
It was great. What? Yeah, I was 13. He was 25. We were, I'm just kidding.
So
that's called Alaskan love.
Ooh. Age of consent. As long as you can talk.
up there,
hey, she said yes.
They got a little saying in Alaska, and okay. that's if there's a field, play ball. They're not concerned about there being grass.
There's not a lot of fields.
Sandlot
so.
Or not. That's how
Mystery
they roll.
Mystery Alaska is one of my favorite movies.
Is that true?
Although
okay, maybe not
one?
My favorite, but I think it's cute.
It's a good one.
Like it's a more
that's
of a
like a
cutesy.
Disney movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I don't know.
I just mean in the way that it's probably super cheesy.
It's cheesy.
It is.
It has hockey in it.
It has hockey. I love
disgusting.
Me some hockey butts. hockey butts.
Listen,
is that your kind of guy?
Just like, I don't know when I became a butt woman, but that's a thing that's happened recently.
I got to say, you know, in this era of Me Too, there's a lot of objectifying gentlemen going on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to me,
and
that's
I'm
going to
keep
feminism.
It going.
It's like, we're not going to stop men from harassing us.
True.
We just have to harass back.
You're saying
try to out
up your
absolutely.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like girls used to be like, he cheated on me. I'm like, cheat on him.
Yeah.
You have a vagina.
Fuck his friend. Literally all of his
go
friends
for
will
it.
Fuck you if you let them.
That's also true.
But his siblings would do it. Like, yeah. They're not smart. Sorry, Rick.
Jeez. No,
wait,
I mean,
it's okay. He
wrong.
Doesn't understand.
Yeah. I don't. This seems right, what you're
when
saying.
When we just put... when we just, you know, put that scent down.
Yeah, and any you scent. Know. That's
yeah.
the
yeah,
thing.
Men
it could
are
just
like...
be...
like any sense.
Women think too much.
Peanut yeah. butter? Hey, I'll fuck her.
Yeah. I have six brothers, and if I said it was okay, they'd be like, oh, cool.
All right. Like,
I'm from Kansas. I can't judge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, yeah.
It's natural.
I get it.
That's true. And you're a Southerner as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was it first? Kentucky?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I was born in Germany. We moved to Mississippi.
Okay,
I know. Yeah. It's so. It
Jeez.
Sounds like a lie.
Are you an Army
Moses?
Brat?
My dad was in the Air Force. So that's okay. where we went from Germany to Mississippi. But then my dad left the family. And so then it was just my mom snapping and being like,
damn.
We're going to Alaska, kids.
Jeez.
How many kids?
It's just me and my, it was me and my brother. She remarried and I have two stepbrothers, but at the time,
okay.
it was just her and my brother and me, and she was just hopped up on caffeine pills driving across
no
the country.
No dose?
Yeah.
That
just
was
like,
the shit. Drinking Jolt Cola.
Wow. Driving like 14 hours
Jolt
a day.
Cola.
Oh, wait. Do you remember Surge?
Oh, yeah.
I
had to
drink
that off
that
the market.
Shit.
That was, yeah, that was a 90s regular. They resold it, I want to say like 5 years ago.
I remember
time.
That, but I was like, I can't go back down that path.
Yeah, basically, it tasted like they mixed like Squirt and Mountain Dew together and then just tripled the caffeine.
Yeah, the people were getting jacked.
I'm a caffeine junkie, but
I love caffeine.
Yeah, I couldn't do that Jolt thing because the sugar
that was
and
probably,
it makes your heart race.
I'm pretty sure Jolt was before her time.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're
a
child. Hip with that.
Hey, don't say old and then look at me. God damn you.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I wasn't sure you could see where
because
my
when
eyes
you look at me, you
didn't
you think I could see
I thought
you.
That you had cataracts. I was honestly.
I for sure have cataracts, A. And I prefer elderly, not old, okay?
Oh, look at that elderly woman.
Ma'am and elderly, just do it for me. Give it to me.
When someone says ma'am, I get hurt.
But do you really?
Yeah,
but you're military. Like
I know it's just, and Southern. It's a polite thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I just, it makes me immediately feel 80.
Yeah,
I already feel.
That's why I never speak to anyone respectfully because I don't want people to feel old.
So what do you say to like if you see a woman like me?
Everyone,
yeah.
Hey, slut, whore. Bitch. You know that way they feel sexual. And I know that's what people like.
My brother Jimmy calls me titty, which is interesting.
Titty,
because
titty?
I don't have any. Tits, really. Like
or
I don't
titty.
Have big, but he's always like, "Hey, titty," no matter what. And one time he came out here, and I didn't know because he used to travel the country to install computers for like big companies.
Oh.
So every once in a while he would show up in LA, but he would never tell me, you know.
Oh, God.
So he would just show up, but we're tight like that, so I don't give a shit. And but he was outside my building, and I lived on like the first floor, there was a balcony. He's like, titty, screaming.
And in LA, you're like, just another person outside screaming.
And there's all these Russians walking around like, is he talking to my woman or whatever? Like, they're freaking out, right? And the hookers are like, me? And then my roommate came out, my gay roommate, and he's like, I think your brother's outside.
Yelling,
titty.
Just keep yelling,
titty.
It's a weird family.
Yeah, we are. Okay, Rick, but we love
good
one
people.
Another.
But you
good
love
people.
One another. Yeah, that's interesting when you were like, oh, yeah, I don't mind when he shows up. That's my biggest nightmare.
If my whole family showed up,
my
family, I'd be thrilled.
Oh, no. I'm afraid one day.
I have to go home. They don't come here.
My family just doesn't get to see me. Too bad.
Oh,
I'm like, you'll have to come here, but don't.
Is your family still in Alaska then?
One of my youngest stepbrother is. My mom lives in South Korea now.
Of course. She's always on the move.
A maniac. Yeah, no, when I went to college, she worked a year in Iraq. Mm-hmm. She worked a year in Afghanistan. She works
what does
for
she
the
do?
Government.
Oh, oh.
But okay. I think she just does paperwork. Like, or she's a spy and we're all going to die. I know she's got top secret classification. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
But I think she literally just does like the payroll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
is she still married to?
Yeah, to my stepdad.
Yeah. And so he lives.
Is his name Gary or anything?
Terry.
Terry?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Rick.
The
I
most
hate
stepdad
you.
Name.
Yeah.
Listen. Terry. He's missing a finger.
Oh, perfect. Monkey bones. He's like monkey bones.
Yes. Wits.
Yes. It's just, he shot it off cleaning a paint gun. He's a very smart man.
Wow.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. No explanation needed.
Never. My
Her mom 100% cut that finger off, and we're not going to talk about it.
And like,
to
used
be
it
determined.
As some kind of bait. Like,
listen,
go ahead,
you,
try to leave.
After you cut, keep
I'll tell people this is your dick.
If you cut off someone's finger... Always keep it, and that way, if you ever commit crimes, you can place
their
fingerprints around.
There you go.
Oh,
there is an index fingerprint everywhere.
This guy's so dainty.
This is just a serial killer named the Pointer.
That's amazing.
His fingerprints were all over the crime scene. His fingerprint.
It is the pointer finger.
Oh, my God.
It's gross. The first time I met him, they met at an AA meeting, which you know you're not supposed to say, but my mom literally checks into them on Facebook, so whatever.
Sure.
She'll just check people in with him. And I'm like, it's anonymous, Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we're here.
You know, we're out here living our best sober life. It's like, you're not fooling me, lady.
You're doing it wrong, lady.
Yeah, but I remember meeting him, and he's like, I'd like to take your mother out for a date. And he like stuck his hand out to shake my hand, and I was like, no.
Ew. How old were you?
I must have been like 11. 11
oh,
12.
Shit. Yeah, that's a terrible age.
I don't want some man fingering my mom with his ring finger.
With no finger.
That's
weird. I mean, what fun is that?
Gross.
I mean, it's still probably fun.
You use a
for
thumb
him.
At that point? Or?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, the thought I just had about a hand like that in general, but then when I like equated it to my stepdad, I was going to be like, that's kind of like a clit finger. Yeah. I was like,
Remember monkey?
He couldn't
there's
even
this
do
guy.
This joke.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
No, he could do it easier.
He has the finger.
We don't have to bend that one. It's just
there's what's that this... behind your ear? It's my finger.
Oh my God! It is.
Wait, who's Monkey Bone?
Monkey Bone. There used to be this guy. He would do the open mics when I was an open micer 16 years ago.
Oh wow!
But he.
But he was around
old.
For a long time.
Yeah, he was like I want to say in like 2002, he was like a 50-year-old.
Oh my God.
I would go up on that, but yeah.
What was he, Yugoslavian?
Who the fuck knows? He used to dye his eyebrows and his hair. You know how uncomfortable that is? Like jet
black?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
He had this briefcase, and inside were just novelty lighters. So it'd be like a Statue of Liberty, and you pull the thing, and the flame actually comes out of the handle. But then it always, with him, it was always... Hey, I have a lighter for you. And I go, yeah, let me see it. And they take it out. It was just a black dick. And you click the balls and fire came out of the tip. And he'd be like, it's funny because he's big black dick for you. And he'd be like, all right, monkey bones. I don't need
that. But they call them monkey bones.
I
we
love
call
him.
Them wits.
Wits?
I don't know why. I
and
don't
then
know.
For a
but
while.
But he was missing a finger,
he missed
so he'd
his,
be like, hey.
His ring finger.
Oh.
And then he would always want to shake your hand, and then he'd nub you.
Yep.
he'd wiggle his nub into your hand, and you'd be like, ah. Oh.
God, keep your nub to yourself, man.
Yeah, that's please, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
There's a lot of people
who need to keep their nubs
nub
to themselves.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah, let me nub one out.
That's what we should put at the door. Leave your nubbing at the front door.
Yeah. Oh,
don't bring that shit in here. Yeah, he was creepy with, or whatever, monkey bones.
Yeah, and then he, by the end, before he got banned, he became...
I almost, for some reason, my brain thought you were going to say famous. I don't know.
Before he became a star.
Before he got banned.
Before he got banned, he changed his
name. His name is Kevin Hart.
He changed his name to Mike Dick.
Of course.
And he would go on stage and talk about how his, because it was like the era where like me and Ryan O'Neal, Jeff Danish were hosting.
Of course, amazing. Okay.
So he'd be like, all right, up next, this guy, you know, he's Bosnian, he's disgusting trash, give it up for Monkey Bones. And he'd go, I don't know, why do you say I'm from there? I'm from America. My name is Mike Dick. Yeah. That is an American name. And then people would just be like, what the fuck is going on?
What happened?
And he had long curly hair with like a tiny little ponytail.
Little ponytail, rat tail thing.
Oh,
no. So little in the back. Ew. And I used to...
He was truly a disgusting human
men
being.
Men in ponytails. Stop.
Yeah, but that small one with the sides out? No.
He looked like a homeless guy who sold lighters on the Sunset Strip. And he was
But he hung out. He hung out where I lit, like Sunset and Martell. I would see him all the fucking time. So I'd be coming to the Comedy Store, and I'd be like, oh, hey, Wits, you know, because I was waiting tables.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, what's up, Wits? What are you doing? You want to buy something? No, I gotta go to work.
It's very funny. Yeah, we know. You want Dick Lighter? We get it, dude.
I am Mike Big Black Dick Lighter.
And then he got in true Comedy Store fashion, he got banned because occasionally he would bring weaponry with his lighters.
Oh, this is my favorite.
And so he brought a taser up here one time, and the old manager Dean was like, "Bro, you can't bring weapons on the property." And he just kind of left it. And it was fine. And then about 2 months went by, and he showed up again and had another taser. And someone was like, "Hey, how much for the taser?" And he's like, $100. I'm like, how much to taser you? And he's like, $40.
What?
And we were all poor, so we ran and got Ren is Easy. And we were like, Ren is Easy, you can taser Monkey Bones for $40. And he was like, what, where is he? And came straight out, put 40 down, and then just tasered him on the front patio.
Oh my
and then
God.
Dean came out and was like, bro, I told you no weapons, dude, you're banned.
After he got tased?
After getting tased.
He like shits himself, and he's like, hey, you gotta get out of here, bud.
His finger grew back. He's like, what the fuck?
And then I saw him like twice after that. I saw him once in front of the Viper Room, and I remember going to Norm's one night down on La Cienega, and Monkey Bones was sitting at the counter in there. I'm like, I don't think we should eat here. I'm like, why? I'm like, I know that guy.
The homeless man?
Yeah,
the briefcase?
I know.
You're like, I don't think you should know that guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm ashamed.
That's embarrassing.
Jesus.
Were there any like lunatics like that you started with in comedy? Because you started, obviously, you did four things in Tampa and then came out here.
So
came right to the crazy
was
mecca.
Was Mickey still around?
With glasses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time I came here, someone in Tampa, I don't know who had... I don't even remember who it was, but they're like, yeah, when you go to the Comedy Store, I'm sure this person, like, in retrospect, was a crazy person and, like, of course. But they're like, you know, go say hi to Tommy and, like, tell him you're my friend.
Okay.
I literally just don't know who it is anymore, but he was a guy that looked like Norm MacDonald. Anyway.
Oh.
I hope it was Tommy's friend Kevin Riley.
I think it might have been a guy named Kevin.
Yeah.
But anyways... I was like, okay, cool. And I
remember that we
were
trying
dude?
To be like friendly. And so I come to the Comedy Store, but I got here like too early for, it's like, you know how people start coming for potluck or whatever.
Of course.
And that Mickey guy
morning.
Was the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to get there early.
Yeah, you know? I just sit on the patio for hours before the open mic.
Yeah. He was, what happened to him?
Last
he had
I heard
a black card.
Yeah.
He was
the richest homeless looking human
being
ever.
Piece of shit.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was ordering drinks, and I was like, I don't want to deal with this shit, right? So I'm like, Mickey, if you're going to run a tab, you got to give me a credit card. He goes, well, okay. And he went in his wallet, and he handed me a fucking black card. I almost shit my pants.
What?
I ran around the whole building. I didn't bring him another drink for 2 hours. I was showing everybody.
He was like a computer programmer or something.
Yeah.
I remember I was at the post office at Santa Monica one time.
That's crazy.
I see Mickey walk in, and I'm like in a long line. I'm just like, fuck, is that Mickey? And so I'm standing there, just like face forward, don't pay attention to him. And after like 2 minutes, I just hear, yeah, Rick Ingram. Like, don't turn around. Rick Ingram, I see you. I was like, oh, God. Oh, hey, Mickey, what are you doing? I am mailing something for work. I'm like, you have a job? Yes, I am into computer programming. And there's like eight people in between us just like,
what is wrong with
why this? Why is there this crazy looking Sam Elliott if he were a homeless guy? And
oh, yeah, that's Sam Elliott if he was struck by lightning every day.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a weird guy.
Yeah.
And then my favorite thing about Mickey was when he hooked up with Tamayo.
What?
Yeah, they were a couple for a while.
Who is Tamayo?
Tamayo Otsuki is another one of Mitzi's.
She was an Asian lady.
Amazing.
From the
oh, that does the super Asian. Is she the Asian? The Asian-y Asian.
She hasn't. She hasn't been here in years, but she really was like an immigrant, and she was like, "I want a green card." Like,
I think didn't Kanison or someone.
Kanison. She went out with Kanison for a while. She dated everybody. Tamayo's great. Tamayo's a giver. Damn. She's a giver.
Mickey and her became
relatable.
A couple.
Good person.
Okay.
And then Mickey headed to Asia, and he was in Thailand for a while, and that's why he actually filed a lawsuit claiming that the writers of Hangover 2 stole his life.
Okay. That was him?
That was him.
I remember seeing that article briefly. Yeah. I didn't read it, but I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it was Mickey.
Oh, my God.
And eventually a judge threw it out, but like Mickey called me. He's like, hey, I need you to go to court. I'm like, how did you get my phone number? And he goes, I called the comedy store.
Like, and they just gave
you? Always.
That's a nightmare.
I fight with them constantly.
If anyone ever gives my phone number to someone, I will find it. Oh, God.
That's so mean.
I just go, what are you talking about? Yeah, I need you to say that you heard me telling a story and Brody Stevens heard me tell the story and Tony Hinchcliffe heard me tell the story and then they told Bradley Cooper and he stole my life and turned it into that movie.
Right. But he knows Bradley didn't write it. That time.
I don't think he did know. I said, I don't think I can go to court for you. Well, okay, I'll call you later. And he didn't call me again.
I think it was Scott Armstrong and Todd Phillips, that one.
I believe that's correct.
Yes.
Wow.
That's hysterical. I'm going to email Scott and say, hey, man,
don't be stealing Mickey's life.
That's all he has.
And
his
then,
glasses.
And then he somehow got himself to play the American bad guy in a Bollywood movie.
Okay.
And someone, I think Dan Bylack, might have found the clip, but there was a clip going around of Mickey at a movie premiere in India. And they're interviewing him, and they're like, and he looks exactly the same, still got the sunglasses and the stupid mustache and looking like lightning struck Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's it like being an American actor over here in India working in Bollywood? And he gives the same Mickey. Yeah, I think there's going to be more workers over here like me and Richard Gere.
Me and Richard Gere.
I was just dying. I'm like, this is unbelievable. When I saw him, he came back like a year later. I go, dude, what was with that Bollywood movie you were in? He was like, yeah, I'm a good bad guy. I was like,
I'm a good
hey,
bad
man.
Guy.
Like, they're just so unaware in Bollywood. They're like, he's American, isn't that good enough?
Sure, that's close.
That's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's
we
a bad
swabbed
guy.
His cheek. Let's get him in here. That's crazy. So that's one of the guys
that's
you started
like
with.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
No. He was one of the first people I saw here, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, anybody can do this.
It's a weird place.
Like, oh, they're really welcoming here.
Did you ever talk to Tommy when you got here early that first potluck?
Because I asked him. I was like, excuse me, do you know where I can find Tommy? And then I don't remember what he said, but it was like some weird gibberishy.
Yeah.
Just
Mickey.
Some like talk about something completely unrelated.
Atmosphere on Mars is red and cold.
Yeah, no, it was very like spacey.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this man's on drugs. I'm just going to wait to sign up for potluck.
What would he say?
That was he would go on stage during the open mic, and he would make them play The Doors. Either Riders on the Storm or The End, just not loud, just quietly
subtle.
In the background. And then he would just stand up there, be like 15 seconds of silence. And then he just, the atmosphere on Mars is cold and red. And then
Amazing.
Another 10 seconds of silence. And then when you eat peyote, you see yourself and your future. And then the eight people who are in the crowd
there.
Does
have a cool voice,
like,
though.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it's just your voice doing him.
Yeah.
It's a great... Yeah, God, like, those are the dark ages.
Yeah,
dude,
they were. It was a disturbing time here.
Awful. It's and that's crazy. Why I quit waiting tables, because I started learning. I didn't quit waiting tables just on open mic night because it was so bad. I started learning their acts.
And you're like, this can't
fuck
happen.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, this is awful. And we had it Sunday, Monday. For a while, we had Sunday, Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, when I showed up, it was three nights a week.
Whoa.
We had nothing coming in.
When did you get here? How long were you a door guy?
I was a door guy for almost 2 years. I started working here in end of 2002.
Okay.
I did open mics for a year and then started working the door here.
And who was running stuff then? I mean, who was like talent coordinating? Mitzi? Okay. I don't know the timeline.
Oh. Yeah, Mitzi was still around. Well, Duncan was the talent coordinator.
Okay. But Mitzi was still around.
But yeah.
How great would that be? But this is the thing. It's like we had Mitzi was the like Adam now is the guy.
Yeah, he does it all.
But Mitzi over like those were just the henchmen that would go.
The talent coordinators then were basically Mitzi's assistant.
Yeah, and they had to like run everything by her.
Yeah, yeah. They did nothing without.
They literally just read her a list of like here's who available, and then they'd go down the list, and she'd be like, no, 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 yes. Oh, they're terrible. Yes.
It got to the
point. The worst lineups ever.
Like, with Tommy, though, that was terrible because he was just like massaging her. Like, yes, whatever you want, Mitzi.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Wow, you're the queen. You know,
ugh.
And just feeding her. So and then he'd give her the avails and she would just go down the A's. So it would be like
I heard this story.
Yeah, it was.
And I'd be like, okay.
Amy Ashton, Amy Anderson.
It was just all with A's.
Yeah. I mean, it would get
you
to like.
You gotta flip the page.
It might get to G
like,
before
maybe.
They ran out.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah, but she was sick. She didn't.
Yeah, I mean, like she.
I mean, it was just.
And
he didn't know how to manipulate it or fix it or. Tommy was just an innocent kind of.
Are you saying that Tommy didn't know what he was doing?
In the beginning, no. In the beginning, I hired him just to be a freaking phone guy.
Phone guy, right?
Yeah.
Did he ever do comedy?
No.
Yeah, I think he went up twice.
Did he?
Yeah, he went. I remember he went up once, and it was basically just a lot of yelling about how funny he is.
Yeah, I remember him, specifically remember him saying, he's like, I'm more talented than everyone
here. I didn't say he didn't say that.
Yeah.
My favorite was when, I forget who the phone guy was, but Barry Katz called and was like, hey, I'm looking for the next Jim Carrey. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll send you to the talent coordinator. And so he just passed it through. But at that point, the phone guy was in, I call it Mike Becker's office because that's what it was. But this now it's Michael Nathanson's office. And then outside was where Tommy was sitting.
So
he just patched it outside. And Tommy was like, well, I'm your guy.
That's me.
And the guy was like, wait, what? Like the kid in the booth was like, what the fuck? No, you're supposed to tell him what comics.
What comic? Well,
yeah, you
I got the talent.
Tommy.
Let me tell you something, Barry.
You're as good as Jim Carrey, Tommy?
Better.
I did not
Jim
know.
Carrey's a hack.
Is he?
I wouldn't give him 15 minutes. Anyway, this is a song I wrote for Mitzi. Just the worst.
Tommy, that's a terrible song.
Well, when Mitzi heard that, she said, that's why you're the most talented guy in the building.
God.
I mean, he really
I was
would...
bathing her at the time.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, wait a minute. Tommy, that's gross.
I feel like maybe you're not supposed to be doing that, Tommy.
He definitely was doing that.
Yeah, he creeped me out.
So was he nice? I mean,
he liked
you, though.
Because
you're
he
a girl.
Did, like, I remember hosting the open mic, and he would tell me, like, he was terrified to tell me to put people up because he knows I would just be like, fuck no.
Yeah.
But there were like three or four people when you were doing like the mics here and you were always one of them. He's like, get her up if you can.
I'm yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, he was always
oh, that's good.
Good about that. But then I would like see some of like, because sometimes he would just be diehard for
pants.
Some weirdos or whatever. And
for sure.
Yeah, but he would like
so I would get in my head like,
crush,
what if I'm
or...
actually not funny at all. Yeah.
Like, what if I'm like that?
It's like, oh, Tommy likes me, and that really doesn't tell me anything about my abilities.
Yeah.
So,
but he didn't pass you. Adam passed you, correct?
Which was nice. It was
That's great.
Yeah. So I was one of, you know, however many people that were like, I'm probably next. And just everyone's just delusional. It's like, it's probably going to be me.
Yeah.
Tommy, but is that because Tommy was like,
you know, he's like, you're getting good. One time, I mean, he creeped me out. I don't know.
Tommy?
Yeah.
That's so weird. He's not like a creepy guy at all.
Well, come and see me Taco Tuesdays.
God. Yeah, one time I was like, I came by the store after I had had sets somewhere and I was just coming by. And, you know, I went and said hi to him in the booth because that's what I did. I was just trying to say hi to people. Or,
always,
you know,
have to shake hands, kiss babies.
I fucking have lost the ability to do that, by the way. I used to be just so good about being
because
like,
because it makes you numb.
Like,
you're dead inside.
But
that's
he's like,
why?
You going up? And I was like, oh, I mean, I did somewhere else. I'm just here. And he's like, why don't you go up in the belly room? And I'm like, I'm not on the show. And he's like, use the power of the vag. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like, he just wanted me to go up there and be like, hey, boys, these lips need to get on stage.
Any chance?
Like, okay, bye. I just
have y'all seen this?
Yeah.
Just take it out.
What? Just flop it out. Wow. Like, yeah, no, we're still not putting you up. We don't know who you are and you're gross.
I would come on Sundays or Mondays, you know, and do the, hey, Tommy, how if I wasn't hosting, yeah, you know, do the whole bullshit. And he would be like, well, your vagina's going to get you up early tonight. I'm like, what?
God.
Do I have to show it? Like, who's...
Yeah, what are we... What's going on here?
Just hope and pray that Whitney's vagina doesn't get here, because otherwise she's taking the vagina spot.
She's industry savvy. Remember that? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'd be like, what? I got to put... You know, I got this, this, and this. And he'd be like, well, Whitney's industry savvy. And I'm like, wait,
Whitney's industry savvy?
Yeah.
Like, did Whitney just tell you that?
No, he just came up with it.
Yeah, it was D'Elia was the same way.
Oh, yeah.
That was always...
Can we claim to discover them?
Oh, yeah. all of them. Anyone who came
in
that era.
We all started here together.
Right now, like, he's probably somewhere at a bar in Florida being like,
no.
Yeah.
We know where
I discovered all these. Where is he? Is he living in Studio City? Do you know?
No. A little island. Okay. It's near Honduras, near Nicaragua.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's how you say it, Tommy.
Wow. It means
hit
black
those,
water.
R is a little harsh.
Wow.
Black water.
Yeah, he...
Did you guys ever go to the Glendale Days Inn open mic?
Wait, is that the one where...
there was a man who ran it in a... He always wore a military outfit named Blackwater.
Oh,
no, we were just saying the way Tommy says
Nicaragua.
Okay.
I was like, that's so funny, but he was just this crazy man.
Is that the show Gaylord Dingler with you?
Do you remember him?
Person? No.
Yeah,
a real
he was
person.
Mickey's friend
of course
when
he
I
was.
Did open mics here. And then for a while we thought
Mickey
murdered
him. Yeah.
But then he showed back up. And
Gaylord
he was,
Dingler.
And he performed exclusively at a
machine ripped her leg off.
Yeah. It was. He performed at one open mic in Glendale at a hotel.
That's probably what it was.
And they'd put him up last because the same thing they used to do here. Everyone just thought it was funny because he did the same 6-minute set for 70 years.
Yeah,
it was always
every
there.
Fucking day.
One lady, she lost 30 pounds in one trip to the gym. A machine ripped her leg off.
A machine, like
he'd
five times
like
he'd
15
repeat
times.
It.
Jesus.
Like, oh, and then we'd all start repeating it with him, and he thought he was really just crushing.
He's like, they love me.
He'd
sure,
like 40,
because I'm waiting
times.
Tables.
I'm going to get up there and do the
off.
Machine ripped her leg off bit. It crushes.
Who brought him back a couple years ago? That wasn't that long ago.
I can't believe I didn't see him.
Dan Bilak or...
Someone,
No. I could see
Todd
his face.
Munson.
Todd Munson. But Danish was hosting, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like a big ordeal. And I'm like, I'm staying out here. I can't do it. Because it would flash back to when I was waiting tables. It was like, so bad. Him, Scotty Barron. Scotty was terrible.
Scotty Barron.
Do you know him?
No.
No, oh, he would have been
good.
Gone.
You're lucky.
I think he died before she got
oh, he died?
He did?
Yeah, Scotty Barron died.
Did they bury him with the guitar?
I
he's
hope
not
so.
Going to use it anyway.
Dave Taylor!
Oh, no.
Legitimately, when I did open mic here, the open mic was 75% Mickey's. and 25% like people who might become a comedian someday.
Which is how we got such a bad name.
Yeah.
Because people didn't
want to come here in general. Because it was like, well, you're a Comedy Store comic? And I'd be like, they don't put me up anywhere else. So I just waited it out
a decade and a half.
So they're like, oh, so you're probably like those other crazy people.
Oh, you're going to be homeless soon.
Yeah, that was a thing, is that Tommy would put me up and... And I'd be like, oh, wow, he's giving me a lot of spots. But then he'd also put up, like, GT or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
remember that guy?
Did he end up being a ding-donger?
I think so. Maybe. For a minute. What year did you get here?
2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's only 9 years.
I know. Not that long ago.
How long have you been doing stand-up? Well, obviously,
Just over nine, like,
okay,
probably around 9 years, because it was mid-2010 when I got here.
Wow, that's so funny. So crazy. Yeah, there was, at that point, I was already doing stand-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did you make the switch?
Not until 2007.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just quit and you're like, fuck this, I'm going to do stand-up? Or was there a...
I wouldn't go crazy like that, but I mean, definitely a mental patient, some mental issues here.
Yeah.
I quit to get engaged to my second ex-fiance.
Ah.
Not a closer, guys. So, I was gonna
Hey
Andrew, I didn't know you were here. Sorry.
We got unengaged because of your attitude.
Okay, that's a real thing.
Bop.
No, that's not what happened. I regained consciousness.
Bop.
You know this. So whatever. So I got engaged to Andrew. I don't know why I pointed to Rick, but you know what I mean. And then
Andrew now.
I took the part.
So we went. I was going, you know, I was like, done, out of here. And
you're like, I'm done.
Yeah. I was like, I love the store. And I'm
going to be
assistant.
This man's wife.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I got this idiot. Let's see what happens. And then my best friend passed away.
Oh.
And he was a comic, a great comic named Freddie Soto.
Freddie Soto.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about him.
So when, I don't know what happened. It was like a year that went by and it was almost like, this is your life. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm on
sure
the wrong side of this.
Yeah. I know
why. Am I part of a comedy club, not a comedian?
True, but it wasn't that. It was like I started doing a one-woman show, and I remember I called Mitzi because Freddie always used to be like, "You should do." He wanted me to do stand-up. He was always like, "You should be doing stand-up." But then he was like, "If you're not going to do stand-up, do a show, a play, a one-woman show, something about your family. You always tell us the craziest fucking stories about your family.
Yeah,
why aren't you going to?" So. I guess that was like in my head, and then just all this, like I realized I'm like a housewife without a house, a husband.
Yeah, like I don't know what I'm doing.
Kids. I was like, I know, like labor pains, you forget them, but I really forgot them. Like I didn't know. Like I had two kids.
Wait, what?
Dice has two kids, and he had full custody.
Eleanor didn't actually have two kids.
I was like, wait, why don't I know that you had kids?
That's what
I'm saying.
She gave
them away. Mickey bought him over the black card.
Yeah, I used the Mickey's black card.
This thing is a good sell. Yeah.
I would sell kids. I'm just saying. But yeah, so I was raising his kids.
Yeah.
Like, I was like what is this light? What am I doing? And I love his kid. I love him. I just whatever.
It was just like a moment of like, oh, I got to do, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And so then I started doing the one woman show. And after I hooked Andrew up with some girls so he would stop bothering me. I'm kidding. No, but I used
to
like,
wow, you're a saint.
I did. I used to hook him up a lot because it was
so funny.
Me who fucked up everything. Like,
oh, yeah. You're like, I'm sorry. Here is some pussy.
Yeah. To see if this works.
And all is forgiven.
I tried to hook him up with Jody Miller one time. He was so mad at me. He goes, she looks like a not great version of you.
That's
like,
so
Andrew,
funny. I was going to say, I wonder if he...
evil. Because Jody's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But we don't look... I mean,
I've had you, Eleanor. Get me something different.
I don't need any more redheads. Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. So, anyway... But yeah, so when I started doing the one woman show, Mitzi let me do it in the belly room a couple times, and then Andrew came to see it with one of the girls I hooked him up with, and then he took me on the road with him. And that was it. So I started doing stand up
just like that. That's
yeah, because it was just like,
how was doing the one woman show in the belly room? I'm asking.
Terrible.
I'm doing one on the 31st.
Terrible.
And I'm like, why am I doing this here? And not
no. You're smart. No, that's what, like Mitzi said to me, that's what the belly room was for.
Yeah.
That's where everyone did them up there.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg did hers up there for years.
I'm so scared.
Don't.
Why?
I'm mostly scared because like my manager invited a bunch of industry, and I'm, even though it's very clear, like, she's doing her one woman show, I'm so afraid that people who have never seen me are going to come and be like, so she's like some sort of an alt comic, because it's so different than my stand up.
That, like, but it's supposed to be.
I know. It's like all in my head. Everything's going to be fine. But right. I'm like,
but you're a real stand-up comic. So
that's what it is. Yeah.
So straying from that now is like,
and
I'm abandoning my thing.
Yeah, like I did it as a creative challenge. Or I'm afraid that, like, what if some comic who I look up to who's never seen me go up is like, oh, I'll pop my head in. And they're like, why
this is, what
is
she
there
does?
A video and she's silent and it's weird?
Well, I did always find it odd when a comic would invite us, because I was a waitress here for 12 years and I was Mitzi's assistant. A lot of times they would be like, oh, we'll invite Eleanor. She'll tell Mitzi.
Yeah.
And I would go and they would be terrible. And I'd be like, I'm going to kill myself sitting through this. And I'm going to kill this comic if I ever see him.
Pretty great, huh, Eleanor? Don't forget to tell Mitzi.
That's not true, Jay. I didn't go to your show.
Oh, man,
no,
great
that's
shows,
Jay
everyone.
Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
But no.
Jay Davis is one woman show.
It's not bad, man. It's me and Kato. We got a great thing going, man. Fish tacos for everyone.
No. But it is awkward. Because, see, here's why I fucked up. I started doing it. I was telling all these stories. And then Andrew was like, you're doing stand-up, stupid. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
It's about my life.
This is different. And if I would have stayed on that and maybe did it that way, I could possibly revisit. But now I'm afraid to revisit.
Yeah.
Like, see, what you're doing is brave.
You should do it. Do Edinburgh. Do a one-woman show.
Oh, yeah. She's done Edinburgh. Like, how many times have you
done it? Oh, I've only done it once. I did it last year. That's where I did the one-woman show.
Oh, I thought you did it a few times.
It's like a... No.
Is that still in Scotland?
Yeah, they haven't moved the city from Scotland
yet. Cool.
They haven't taken it out.
I don't know. I just wanted to... Then
you
I was like,
England's going
to
be like, we're putting it over here now.
This is ours now.
Oh, it's always there.
I mean, it's always been there, right?
Well, most of the time.
Oh, it's theirs, yeah.
There was some show in front of mine at the theater I was at that I went and saw, and like it was all about Scotland trying to like liberate
get away
itself.
From them. Yes, of course. Yeah,
it's like
they're still fighting these pricks. Anyway,
don't bring up
the anger with the English for me.
Is there one man shows? Is anyone doing that? Is that a thing?
There's no man doing
one man show.
There's no men. No, there's
John
a lot.
John Leguizamo does it.
Legs.
And so does Mike Birbiglia.
He did some great ones.
Yeah, if Legs is doing it, that's cool.
Legs.
He did a few. I thought there was like two that I.
If I put on a one-woman show,
I want you to.
And that counts technically as me being transgender.
Okay.
Is that the step that will finally get me noticed in Hollywood?
Absolutely.
I think that is.
Netflix, call them in.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, I'm calling it Nanette 2.
Manette.
Manette. I identify as a man. And people are like,
I identify
a man,
as a
Nanette. I don't.
I want you to just be doing straight stand up and then all of a sudden start screaming at women.
Regina Ingram.
Now we're talking. Now
there
we're
talking. Right?
I can yell at women.
Yeah.
I can
just
do
lose
it.
Your shit.
I believe
that.
In you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, but somebody.
But it's like
I
embarrassing
remember,
to tell when you're a comic, like trying to tell, like,
telling
my friends,
stories.
Going like, "Yeah, I'm doing the theater thing." Like, I didn't even want to say one woman show because I was like, "Oh man, I'm a loser."
No, it's great.
No, I mean it's fine, but it's such a it is like a weird being like, "Yeah, I was just kind of doing this it's like an immersive experience." And I'm like, "Oh, blow my head off."
I would make fun of anyone who said the stuff that I'm doing, but
I'm
it's
doing
probably,
it.
It's got to be good career wise to be able to show.
Range.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
I mean, who cares? It's also taking a shot. Like,
yeah,
I've gone to some great, actually, one-man shows.
What?
The one I'm thinking of was one of my favorite. Yeah. And then I've seen some terrible ones, but I've seen some great ones.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's just because it is a hard transition as a stand-up because you always expect the laughs.
Yeah, and you want them.
Yeah, and so it's weird watching it where you're not getting the laughs. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And so...
Especially like some of it's dark and in my mind it's funny, but then in my show I just have to be like, you can't address the not getting the laughs. You have to just stay in the show and be like,
right. Stay in the
guess
pocket.
They don't think that this horrible tragedy is as funny as I do.
But like Rick says, yeah, I think it would show range. But I remember meeting some lady and she was like, I don't know if she was English or African, I forget, but she was...
How do
She was white. She was white. But she goes, I like did stand up with South in South Africa with you.
Oh.
And I can't remember her name. Like, I don't
know. Was
like
it Angel?
I don't. She was like, do you know? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, she killed in fucking whatever, South Africa.
South Africa.
And I'm like,
that was
what's happening right now? Where the fuck is Jessica?
I'm like, a wanderer. I'm a hobo. I have this.
That's what I. That's why I thought you did Edinburgh a few times because you go everywhere.
Any continent where there's a southern part that's racist, she'll be.
I am there. I'm South everything.
Mississippi to South Africa.
And then like a couple weeks later, I saw the video of you.
Oh,
and
it was such a great show.
Yes,
it was and just I'm a like, clip of it.
How is she killing in Africa? That's hilarious.
People went crazy. I was like, I want to film a special in this room. I mean, like I riffed off of. I made a punchline. I got a big laugh, and then I riffed something, but it was like a Def Jam. People stood up and were like dancing and were like, ah! And I was like, oh my God.
These are my people.
And I was like, it's all downhill from here.
Apartheid forever.
Whoopsie. Jessica started a movement. There you go. Backwards, but a movement nonetheless.
Hey, we're moving. It's the wrong direction, probably.
Apartheid forever. This is special.
That's the name of our woman show. The wrong direction, but we're moving.
That's
But yeah, so I was like, fuck is Jessica performs everywhere. So that's odd. Like, how do you
end up in South Africa?
Exactly. I ended up there because in 2013, there was this big festival in France, or not in France, in Switzerland, called the Montreux Comedy Festival. And they've been around for like 25 years at that point. And they always did like huge French comedy shows. And they did some sort of online submit a video competition. They wanted to start an English portion. So Ari Shaffir was actually like the face of their like submit a video. So he was like headlining the English show. So I submitted one and they picked five people and I was one of them. And so I got to go to Switzerland.
Holy shit.
What? It was fucking crazy. I was like, why did everyone else die? But they flew me over. I was like the only girl, which I guess was kind of
a cool,
like, neat thing. But I was. But then I was like, oh no, if I bomb, everyone's going to be like, women aren't funny.
She represents all English speaking women.
Yeah.
She's got a big V on her shirt. I'm here for the veg.
I'm just doing my jokes from my pussy. But there was another show there. It was all African comedians.
Okay.
And I did my set in this small room filled with like Swiss people. Silence from the Swiss people in the crowd. Staring at me because I was like, it's Europe. I'll go dirty as if I wasn't going to go dirty either way. But in my mind, I'm like, because it's Europe. Sure. It's like I do anything else.
When in not Rome, let's roam.
But like the Africans were losing their mind. They were sitting at a back table in the room and they were like dying laughing.
That.
And they came
playing
up to me like,
drums.
You're so funny. Yeah. They came up to me.
I know. I am.
I mean, it was fun. There was a comedian just named Uganda. Yeah, so then a couple years later, they started a festival in Johannesburg, and they reached out to me, and they were like, you got to come here. They're like, everybody talks about you. I was
That's
like,
great.
We came back, and everyone's showing everyone your videos. Like, everyone wants you to come here. And I was like, okay.
So did they?
So I followed up, and then they.
They fly you out?
That one, I think I flew myself out. I'm trying to think. I flew myself out, but they like they paid me.
Right.
So they didn't actually book the flight, but they paid me well. They put me in like Four Seasons. It was so weird. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Because at that point, I think I'd been doing like the road. I was like full time into stand up. And I just am like a grungy road monster a lot of the time. So I would just do these like one nighters all over the fucking map and stay in shitty motels. And slowly over the last few like year or two, just every once in a while getting that like. Even a decent hotel, I'm like, man, I'm going to turn into a piece of shit real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to be like, no. Yeah. And then it's just like, if there's not free breakfast, as if that's my bar for classy. What is this? This is a stale muffin?
The Four Seasons. In my
Oh, no. Have you not been getting any of this?
None of it?
Good.
Apartheid forever?
Fine. Keep going.
I don't trust anybody. I never trust Mike.
Mike is a known alcoholic.
Yes.
Serial killer. That's what I thought you were going to say. But
probably.
Alcoholic.
You think he's a serial killer? That makes sense.
I hope so.
I mean, there's a reason why someone...
That made me want to fuck him.
Someone became a lawyer and then gave it up for comedy. That's serial killer shit.
Yeah.
He started by plotting, how do I get myself out of this? Then I go on the road. I murder people in each city I go to. That way there's no real way to, like, well, only one person died.
That's so true.
City to city. Next thing you know, we got a new producer.
That's right.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie. And I'll sell that to Lifetime. That your serial sound wasn't killer. Out for a long time. Because you were talking about Miami. Was. What were we talking about?
Oh, we're
Miami?
Talking about the Four Seasons. So we got to the Four Seasons, and Dice is like, this is where we're staying? And it's like across the street from the hotel or from the comedy club, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, yeah, yeah, this is it. We have we actually own two of the suites in the hotel. And he's like, I don't stay at Four Seasons. They're not five star.
Not kidding.
And Eleanor's like, you're fucking idiot. We're staying in. He's like, no, get me to a five star hotel. And then they had stayed.
I forgot the name of it, but it's a gorgeous hotel. Yeah. I think they tore it down. They had a giant pool, and it was right on the beach.
Wow.
So you go on the pool, you go to the pool, and then maybe like 25 feet, it's the beach.
It's the beach. But Four Seasons aren't five star.
They probably are. Yeah, but Dice's mind, because it said four, it had to be a four star hotel.
I was like, what?
Nobody said he's smart.
And it was, like the nicest hotel I'd ever been in.
Yeah, Rick's
I get the presidential suite or whatever it is. It's supposed to be for the headliner.
He looks like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
That's so funny. You're just running around like, I made it.
I'm 23. I'm just like, this is the shit. My life can't get any better than this.
Yeah, the couple times I've stayed in really nice hotels, I'm like,
oh, I stay in a lot.
There's so that, like,
when you go backwards, it's horrible.
Oh, it's so hard.
Hurricane Charlie rolled in while we were there, and I literally just am seeing this hurricane.
You're like, I'm a president,
blowing straight towards me. I'm just like, I'm not even going downstairs with a view like this. This is
I'm
the
gonna
way
die
to
up here.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. That's so gorgeous. Funny.
Yeah, he's quite the room whore, if you will. Yeah,
I guess. I mean, I get it. If you,
it happens quick.
Yeah, no, it's like, boy, right. When I go from just the floor is not sticky to now,
that oh my god, like I didn't get pregnant in this one. That's weird. Crazy. From the sheets, yeah.
From the sheets.
But then when they're so nice, sorry, sometimes I like feel like other people know I don't belong there. Other hotel guests,
yeah,
they're like, oh, who let this trash can? Yeah.
I'm always hiding my luggage. I'm like, sorry.
This girl obviously is stealing someone's hotel key.
You know, we saw Made in Manhattan as well.
I know.
And they just go back down to the kitchen. What?
What? Like, yeah, I know.
So you don't stay in nice hotels?
Not regularly, but every once in a while I just get, you know, some show or something where it's like, all right.
That's where the club has a deal.
Yeah, and you're like, all right. I love have you guys done Hilarities?
In Cleveland,
yeah. I like there. It's just like a Holiday Inn, I think, but it's in this like old
building.
That's
not where we stayed.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Because you're with Dice.
I'm not.
You would never stay there.
I'm not invited to any comedy clubs, so I have not been to
Hilarities. That's fucking ridiculous.
Please, my stomach. I can't. We're trying. We have to get.
Some of us aren't trying. Some of us are giving up at this point.
Okay. Who's giving up?
I think
you're giving up?
Giving up.
I am.
Why?
I can't get anyone to book me anywhere, and I just don't. I can only hear no so many times before I'm like, all right, fuck it.
That's crazy.
I mean,
no one will let me feature. Money isn't
nobody's
worth
gonna
it
let
now.
Him feature because he destroys. But
for the record, if I was ever in a position to have anyone feature for me, I would be willing to get buried alive.
I'd be like, you know what? Your headliner's going to go up first. So
yeah, I'm just going to do 10 minutes up top. You go ahead and close out the show. It's fun. We're mixing it up.
Sometimes Stanhope will put like great comics on with him and he'll host and then do an hour at the end.
I mean, fuck.
That's cool.
I'm like,
it's just crazy to me because you're so funny. That's like,
no one cares.
No, well, yeah, because funny is 10% of it.
If that, yeah. I mean,
if that,
they would
right.
They would rather book some guy who has a solid 45 seconds of comedy, but 800,000 Vine followers.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I like this lady from House of Comedy, Tammy. I don't know if you've worked with them.
I've featured somewhere and I haven't gotten. They said they were going to headline me somewhere and she hasn't gotten back to me. Years ago.
Same. 2 years I've been sending this lady video, this clips, you know, and then I do some for Molly and then Molly will send this to me and I'll use that to try to get her attention. Like, nothing. I'm sending
dick
every
pics,
week, everything. Vag pics.
Hey.
I have a vagina. I'm on the list. You know, nothing.
And you need more of us. Picks.
And Sam Tripoli literally would go there and be like, you got to have her come. Kate Quigley was like, please book her. She's like a real comic. Nothing. No one ever got back to me. And then finally, I think November, Sam was like, hit up Tammy. I just was there in one of her clubs, whatever. And he's like, I just talked to her. She's women, women, women. I go, all right. So he goes, put me in the email. And I was like, okay. And I did. And that's the only time she ever responded. And now she booked me in all three clubs.
That's great.
And I was
like, but it's like such a pain in the ass. Yeah.
But those it's 2 years. And I'm telling you, literally every month I was sending to this lady.
You just have to like diligently.
She goes, how come I don't know you? And I'm like, bitch, I will show you the fucking thread.
Yeah, that
Do
sounds
you want
to
like, see
that
the
sounds
thread?
Like the Comedy Store La Jolla booker to me is what that sounds like.
Well, yeah, we can't.
For fuck's sake. Do you guys do that?
If
I
you
used to
sell tickets, until, you can now, but.
I used to until 6 months ago. And
yeah,
then
I never.
They buried Diamond me, so.
No,
I'm out.
It's. Because they have to sell tickets.
So they're just booking whoever is a
Yeah.
Sell.
I mean, so many people got boxed out. Like, I know.
But that's weird because, I mean.
They John Reap, he was supposed to be there in September and they, you know, bumped him for somebody else. And they're like, oh, we'll give you a week. So his week's like coming up.
I've never been there when there were, I mean, I've only ever opened there. But like when there were bad crowds, it's never been like sparse.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I've even gone with.
Chris I mean,
Porter,
I do
Sean
okay,
Blofsky, but it's not been. It's just been like Comedy Store people, and it's never been.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, the last year, like the Comedy she switched Store it South. To. Now it's just all of her friends that she knew from the improv.
No, but it's not just friends. I mean, they have to sell tickets, so they have albums, they have specials.
Yeah, well,
because
I even
have...
even like the opening spots, I've talked to people who are like, "Oh yeah, I'm doing La Jolla," and I'm like, but "You're not a store comic."
That doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's what we thought it was.
They don't care.
They don't. It's all changing. Look, everything's going to change.
I'm going to keep on hating.
Horse his ass. As you got to just keep emailing every month, and then eventually you get little nuggets.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying. Little nuggets here and there, and then now, you know. I mean, there's guys, when I work with Dice, they're like, we'd like to headline you. I'm like, okay. And then I go back and forth, and then... I can't even tell you the rage, but it takes so much fucking time. One of the bookers that I work with Dice is booking me. Other than that.
It's just been
I'm sorry, two.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and I'm telling you, when they just, came to me. I didn't come to them.
That's the worst. When you're like, you said you wanted me. But I guess they're probably also bombarded. I don't know. I try to be like, it's not personal.
They're just pricks.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I've had some people that I'm like, oh, this is personal and I don't know you.
Yeah.
But you like hate me for some reason.
I just think of it as there's 200 comedy clubs out there, which means there's 200 Tommies out there making terrible decisions.
God, yeah.
I'm going to book Dean Del Rey for 5 weeks
Wait
straight
a minute,
and
Tommy.
I can get you 3 minutes opening for him one of the nights. What? I've been doing comedy a lot longer than him. All right, 2 minutes. What? Did you just take away a minute?
Take away a minute. That's exactly what he would do. Yeah.
That's what's his name did to me in Vegas.
Harry.
Harry Basil.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, but again, that's
like,
money.
I got to get you out there. You know, you did great. No, I didn't know you had material. I'm like, yeah, man. And he's like, well, I want to get you out. I can probably book you open for Dean Del Rey for, you know, $600 for a week. I'm like,
$600 for a week?
What are you talking about, man? I said, I wouldn't do that when I was an open micer.
Oh, my God.
Seven nights for $600.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do all the seven nights, two shows, right?
Yeah.
Two shows. Sometimes. Oh, no. It used to be three on Friday and Saturday, but now switched it. Now we got the great Carl LeBeau doing the midnight shows on the weekends, which is great.
Oh, he just does it when he's just out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's That's building a good audience, so.
I reached out to Harry once, and he wrote back and was like, you know, I know Adam at the Comedy Store, and I could ask him if you're a paid regular. And I was like, why would I make that up?
So many people do.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, I just was like, oh,
I mean, that
sucks. You could have just done that without saying that to me.
Yeah, and you
well,
could
that's the thing, too, is
you
don't
could call
many...
and find out that I am a paid regular,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a terrible threat.
I'm friends with Harry a long time.
Yeah.
And he
That's once, a, you probably get so many lunatics
exactly.
who get a hold of your email and they're like, I'm an international star.
Or, like Rick said, it's like they have followers, right? Or, and, you know, they could be bought followers. They could be bullshit followers, whatever. Yeah. Or they could be real. Then they
get one
because this lady
ever.
In Minnesota this weekend, she told me, she goes, damn, she goes, you know, sometimes you just see a little clip of somebody and you think they're going to kill it. And then they don't. And I go, yeah, because they got that perfect 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Set. And they sent you 5 minutes. And they don't have more than that 5 minutes. And now you booked them as
a
bucket opener.
Minute,
and they can't
yeah.
They're struggling.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, that's terrible. That because it happened to her the week
before. Whoopsie-daisy.
Well, so she was pissed. So I go, you got to start telling them to send at least 15 to 20
just, at least so you
She's
know
like,
they have
I don't
want
to watch that.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch
I
it.
I send a full clip and I assume
it.
They're not going to watch it. But I want. It's like, I want you to yeah. know that I am able to do yeah. a full set. Like,
well, I like that guy who runs one of the clubs in Phoenix. The one where Ari was doing a storyteller show.
Oh, yeah. He loves us. He wants us to do a one-nighter there.
So, and he was, like, talking about telling stories about how sometimes, you know, he hates that he has to headline people who aren't real comics.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I had to do this weekend with these three YouTube stars.
And he just wants to kill himself because he loves yeah. real stand-ups.
And he
yeah.
said that they
he's
sold
like,
out.
The money.
Yeah, he said they sold out all their shows in, like, 2 hours. It was, like, two shows each night for four nights. And each one of the people, one of them, he said it's all ages. So, like, people with their kids. And one of the guys, like, dumps a box of dildos or something. Like, that's part of his act.
He said, oh, yeah, I remember
each of the
story.
Three performers do about 10 minutes. Whole show total is 30 minutes. And then they do 2 hours of taking photos and making videos with all the people who paid money to come see them.
Wow.
And then, like,
Lord
that's it. Like,
Lord
most
garbage.
Of most
yeah.
of the
and
show is just
and they
meet
make
and greet.
So much money.
Yeah.
And so, what was the Tempe Improv that one, right?
Or no,
I'm
YouTube
sorry.
YouTube channel.
Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a 500 series, you guys.
500. I think it's 525 seats.
Content.
Content.
God, I hate it.
Holtzman freaks out when you use the word content.
Oh.
My favorite was when he came here one time. He goes, and he was using at this point, so he was a little more aggressive, which is kind of my favorite. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm glad he's not, but at the same time, it was always funnier.
Oh,
and then
man.
He'd run and be like, I learned a new word today. And I'm like, oh, what new word? Recast. Recast. And I go,
oh, no.
What happened? He goes, I got recast. And he just walks off.
I got recast. Oh, no.
I'm so proud of you for learning a new word.
Yeah, you learned something.
There's a guy who ran a comedy club in South Chicago called Riddles.
Okay.
And the
called Guns.
The guy who ran it was real young. His uncle owned it, and then he died, and he took over the club or whatever it was. But he would come out to L.A. and come to the Comedy Store. He just loved the Comedy Store. He'd hang out here.
Oh, I like that.
And he'd try and book, like, for weekends he couldn't get big headliners because there's six comedy clubs in Chicago,
right.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
He would book a Comedy Store comic to headline.
Oh,
and so
great.
He came out and he watched Holtzman and just was like, this is the fucking best. And he figured, like, I can get enough people to come out. So he booked Holtzman to headline.
Always
Holtzman's just like, all right.
Funny.
So he flies Holtzman out. He's supposed to do one show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Holtzman does the Thursday show. Goes so poorly that he's like, look, we'll switch you in the feature. You know, no one's really known, so the crowd doesn't care. We'll just put you up in the middle. He's like, oh, no, you keep your money. Just put me on a flight back to L.A. tomorrow. he's like, I tried to talk to him for like an hour, being like, it'll be fine. Just finish the weekend. You're one of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this again. He said Holtzman legitimately gave up all the money just so he could fly back to
LA. Oh, my
LA.
God. It was so bad. He's like, I can't go through that.
I'm not doing this to myself.
He's traumatized.
Well, like, he was probably sober at that point. He's like, I'll go back. I'll go back on the side. I can't go
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. He's like, fuck.
He can't. I mean, I
that's hard.
I got him a gig. I got him a couple gigs, and he fucked up a lot of them. But one of them was my favorite, was this show, me and Lexi Shoemaker. Shoemaker got him on.
Oh,
Lexi was obsessed with him.
Oh my God, I haven't seen her in a while.
I know. I mean, I text with her, but she's always working.
Yeah.
So she, anyway, she got him this job. It was like an MTV thing. And this is when you weren't here. It was me, Barris, and Holtzman.
Okay.
And but Barris was my co-host, and we were trying to interview Holtzman, and he lost his shit. And I go, well, what happened with the movie or the TV show that Lexi and I, what happened?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm not getting in that van. I don't know where that van's going. I go, you mean the shuttle to take you to the location? I don't get in vans, kid. Freaked out.
Oh, my God.
And left. Lexi went above and beyond to get. It was an MTV show. He was supposed to.
She like pulled all the strings.
And he just left.
What is this, a van?
God, what happened to him?
It's a shuttle. He freaked
out. All the other people are getting out. Yeah, I'm not gonna be one of the
bucks. You want me to get in a van?
13 people killed. I can see the headlines already.
Freaked out on us.
Holtzman, you're the creepy guy in the van. What are you scared of? I understand everyone else being uncomfortable getting in a van with you, but
that's so funny.
He flipped out. I mean, there was I've gotten him
poor
too
guy.
Many things. Yeah, but
so many triggers.
That's our Holtzman. You can't say content. Recast. There's a lot of words you can't say around him.
Please send some money to my brother. His address. He kept giving away his brother's address on one of our podcasts. So just send your GoFundMe funds strictly to my brother.
He's such an
idiot. I need a new car.
He's great.
He's
God
the best.
Damn, he's so funny.
Yeah. Do you ever have to follow him?
Not right after him, but I've been on lineups where he's up at like 11:30, and I'm like, Adam, why are you doing this to us?
It's my favorite.
We're all gonna be fucking cleaning up a battle zone after this. But like, oh, I love that. I always want to follow people that people are like,
because you don't know if it's gonna go good or bad with Holtzman. It could go off the charts.
Yeah,
and it's
his set.
Hard to fucking follow that shit.
Yeah,
but when he bombs hard. Like it's like, one of my favorite O'Neill lines is like Ryan O'Neill will always go up and be like, I feel like the cleanup guy after a mass shooting. Like it's so true. Like that's how it felt like after Holtzman. Like
up.
Okay, I got to figure this out. But it was such a hole he dug that I was like, there was nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, you're like, I can't do worse.
Yeah. And so it was just like, all right, pull every trick. Like it was almost like I had a little bag open, like. Just pulling tricks out of
how do I get you back on
this
board
one.
With comedy?
Wait, do you see this rabbit come out of that, right?
Yeah. Who's into not being alienated for 15 minutes? Oh, everyone? Cool.
Yeah, great.
Well, I think I opened up with, all right, we got to give Brian a round of applause. Yeah, he's got to go back to the home. And, you know, like, because he went so...
I'm not getting in that van anymore.
Rick, I wish you could have heard him yelling about the van. I literally had tears streaming down my eyes. I'm like, this fucking idiot. I hate him. He wouldn't get in a shuttle. That's not what it was called. They called it a van.
You're like, yeah, it's a vehicle.
Semantics, Holtzman.
Oh, my God, after all that.
Anyway.
Well,
we did. Thank you so much for coming
on. Do you have dates, things coming up?
Yeah,
you
what's going on? When's your one woman show?
My one woman show's on the 31st of January, 8 p.m. Come to the Comedy Store if this is out. I don't know.
Yes. It'll be out next week.
Yeah, come. So. It's filling up pretty quick.
definitely support that. But here's the thing. A lot of people like, you know, they don't put women.
Oh,
but
I'm
then
so
they
sick
never
of that shit.
Fucking
they
come
never
out support
and
support
you.
Us.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what I've even said to like, because women have, female comedians have brought that up to me personally. Like, I feel like they don't book women, or it feels like a toxic environment. I'm like, I'm there, like, whenever I'm there, come. I'll show you around. It's not at fucking...
No, they're thinking...
No one's going to spit on you and try to finger you in the hallway.
Well, back
not
in
anymore.
The day...
Not anymore. We got rid of
they
those
did
guys.
The golden days are dead,
yeah, we call them the golden years. Those that did happen from time to time. Nobody's business, you know, but we had some fun, and now the place is
just,
run like
well,
a
they
real
like,
place.
And it's, they're
just
not
sick
anti-woman.
Of,
that's crazy. Yeah.
No, and it never was.
No.
Even Mitzi wasn't.
Look, the Comedy Store is and always will be pro-funny people.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people who aren't funny, and
some of them
are women. So
some of them are men, too. They cry, too, just outside. There's just a lot more of them to console them.
And they just make up, you know, whatever.
Whatever their excuse is.
They just don't want any more straight white males. Like, it's, to me...
The biggest bitches in Hollywood,
my favorite.
By the way.
The Comedy Store is, like, to me, is, like,
the
cream
Mecca.
Rises to the top. It's, like, it shows that, I think, because That's my opinion. Maybe I'm biased, but
we all are, and that's fine.
No, but
you're 100% right.
Well, a lot of people's egos won't let them go. Like, maybe I'm just not funny enough. They have to be like, oh, it's because I'm a woman.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you know, like someone usually like it's
I'm
like,
too
well,
polished.
We're...
I'm like,
I'm too polished.
You heard the Louis story? All right.
Yeah. I immediately have to, I have to mute. Whenever I get a notification, like they post a lineup, and then some woman gets on there and it's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, three women, blah, blah, blah. I have to mute it because my natural tendency is to be combative, and I'm one strike away from banned for life from Twitter.
From Twitter? So. Yeah. He got in trouble
really?
For the last dum-dum that came out and was like,
a dum-dum like 2 years ago.
Yeah. What did she say? There's one.
She said, oh, two women comics. I guess Comedy Store isn't up to date with Times and Hollywood or something.
I hate that shit because it's like.
And there were three.
There was three.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Punky, yeah.
That's what happened the other day. Yeah. Annie Letterman.
There was
quote
five.
Someone
and
there was
she
five.
Said four. Yeah.
And then, yeah, no, I was like, fuck. It's so insulting because it's like, yeah, no, all the women in the lineup are as good as all the men and they're not
fuck
going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if Adam ever like lets a woman in, he wouldn't. But like to be like, we just have to have more women and she's not good enough. I'll kill him. I will kill him.
No,
with my hand.
If he ever said this is a political. One time he told me I have to pass a guy because of it's politics. And I go, we don't do politics here.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. And then he just didn't
he
do
didn't
it.
He didn't pass him?
No. It was a guy, like, he just
you know
thought.
Who it was?
Yes. But
I want you to tell me off air.
Never. but my thing is the bottom line is we don't run a political.
Yeah, that's not what
this
we are.
This isn't a political race.
This isn't like where you. Yeah, like Aisling Bea on fucking Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Right.
When she was like.
She just never came in here.
Yeah, I was like, you just got to come. You can't have your agents call. That's not what. Yeah.
That's never happening.
Yeah.
It's always been
person?
She's a UK.
She's from Ireland. So,
gross.
Hey,
she's
those
out.
Are my people.
She's
so.
Out.
But she was doing a Netflix thing at the time.
Of course she was.
She was on Bert Kreischer's podcast, and she was like, they just don't book women.
I remember that.
Yeah, and she just went off. Ordeal. And so then I was like, hey, you're crazy. What you're saying is wrong.
Well, it's because she gets booked on the 20 million privately booked comedy shows that the Improv and the Laugh Factory run.
Right, but she never came into this building. So
yeah, when
she
people who don't come buy shit on the store.
It's like the Cellar in New York. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It is only done by referral. You can't have your manager. Another comic has to refer you.
Yeah.
We never, even Mitzi used to have referrals from managers because she worked in casting for NBC. So a lot of managers would call her. And then I watched her scribble out Sarah Silverman's name because she was mad at Sarah's manager.
Wow.
And that's why Sarah didn't get passed the very first time. It was literally had a hole in the paper. She was so mad at him.
Because her manager had called?
She was just in a fight with the manager. So Sarah took
the
brunt
of
it.
Oh, wow.
And I remember Sarah killed that night. And I'm like, oh, this girl's great. Like, and this is early.
And you're like, she's not getting passed? Oh, God.
When I saw the scribble, I thought, what the hell did she do? She was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Mitzi, when we were walking to the car, and she said, that motherfucker, I know what he's doing. And I was like, okay. So I just put the paper in, and I was like,
all right, sorry.
But it's weird, like, to... You know, Mitzi was the only one that would, and only certain managers.
That's so
But she
funny.
Preferred a comic.
A comic referral.
Yeah, and then if a comic referred somebody and that person bombed.
That could take it out on them.
Oh, yeah,
remember
that.
That
would
comic.
They stop? I've heard that about like, yeah, that like
that
people won't get as booked as much. Or
yeah.
I hear that with the Cellar too, that like you have to get two referrals.
Yeah.
And then if you fuck it up, that person also doesn't
they
get
can
sent.
Pay the price.
Well, that happened to Oshak by accident. Because
oh,
of me.
Yeah.
Do you know who Bob Oshak is?
I've never seen him, but I know who he is.
Right. Well, Mitzi was pissed at him, and he's a very funny guy, and he's a very good friend of mine. And I said, hey, Bob, I saw this guy from Philadelphia. I told him just to put him up, you know, like just open mic, because Bob was hosting.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, all right, you know. And I left. I went to watch The Sopranos at Freddie's house. And
yeah.
I didn't think about it. And then we get a call.
Oh, no.
Well, the kid went up, and that's all he's doing is Parkinson's jokes. And Mitzi was at the fucking doctor's that day or some shit. And she lost her fucking mind and blamed Oshak. But he didn't. I didn't know Mitzi was like, I didn't say put him up in front of Mitzi. I said just give him a spot.
Fuck.
But he put him up like right before the fucking showcase. It was like a prime.
Oh, he gave him like such a good spot.
So Mitzi thought he was showcasing, and then she took it out on Bob, and then Bob stopped getting spots here, and that was my fault right there.
Fuck. That's crazy.
This is why I never recommend anyone for anything.
I said I never saw him before. He just said he's from Philadelphia, so be nice to him.
Yeah.
So Bob.
Yeah.
But that's.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have people, I don't know if you guys get this, but that will sudden, like, comics who suddenly get really friendly with me. And then they just like, so, like, how do you get in at the store?
Every
and like,
fucking one of them.
Oh, you thought that, like, we'd be buddies, and yeah, then you could also... Here. Yeah, I would just love to get those late night sets. Like, yeah, so would everybody else.
There's a line. This is where it starts back there. Yeah. Like,
this is where being unapproachable is beneficial. Because no one has asked me...
That's so... Yeah, I'm too approachable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a
guys
million
are way
of
too
them.
Nice.
Oh.
People in general just don't talk to me. So, I like, 10 years ago, people would be like... Hey, could you talk to Tommy? And 10,
I was terrified
years
of
ago.
You.
So I think
were
that's
you?
What most people think.
Yeah, I was like, Ricky,
not me,
you're
right?
So scary. No, I always thought you were really
see?
Nice.
Rick?
Yeah. And I was like,
try to be
Rick.
Nice.
I was
Rick.
Mean to people.
But like, I get why. It's got to get so annoying. People.
But that's what we're saying. Now we're getting to his level of
yeah, I'm starting to get
closing
like,
down.
Leave me alone. You've all worn me out.
Yeah, because how nice can you be?
Yeah, I tried to be nice.
Yeah.
And you.
There was like a. Oh. 2 year period after I passed Danish O'Neill and Mark Ellis, where everyone just found out that I yelled at Tommy and was like, it was actually
that's so
Tommy
funny.
Decided he wanted to pass Natasha Leggero.
Yeah.
And none of us were allowed
history.
To, yeah, none of us were allowed to like her because
there's
Ari
history.
And her were still fighting
post
breakup. And so I go, wait, you're going to pass Natasha? And Tommy's like, no, she's ready. I go, that's fucking stupid. You're just going to cause all this turmoil at the club when you got guys like Danish and O'Neill and Mark Ellis who should be passed and you still haven't passed them? Well, there's room for everybody. And then the next day, Mark Ellis called me. He's like, hey, thanks, man. I go, what? He's like, I guess you passed us last night. I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, well, Tommy just called me, and apparently Mitzi watched an old showcase that never happened, and we all got passed.
That's so like, funny.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
But yeah, he didn't want everybody turning on him because that was really bad between Ari and Natasha.
Yeah, like,
he
I've heard
he
some
thought
of
everybody
the
was going to turn on him.
Yeah.
I mean.
And Natasha's funny, so it was
Natasha's
like,
fine.
He
yeah.
passed her, I think, maybe. 3 or 4 months after that,
yeah,
it was like, well, the people that I was told I have to pass before I can pass her have been passed.
I did my due diligence.
Rick
yeah,
Ingram
he didn't
want to
get beat up by
me.
The door guys.
God, I mean, yeah, it sounds like it was like tumultuous times, and everybody just had to like die on a sword for Ari.
Yeah,
Ari's mad, so we're all mad.
Yeah, she's not cool that she's trying to come around here.
Well, he was a door guy.
4 years
part of the
after
store.
You That's guys true. Broke up.
Yep. Yeah. How dare she?
Yeah, how dare she?
She should know you'll never get over this.
And then, like, maybe 6 months to a year after that happened, she was hanging out up here one night, and I was talking to Ari in the front, and he's just all fidgety and looking at her. I'm like, dude, you got to get over it. And he's like, I'm over it. I'm like, all right. And then we're sitting there talking.
Why would you think I wasn't over it?
And then he walks, just mid-conversation, he's like, just me to hold on. I'm like, what is he
oh,
doing? He walks
furious,
over,
this motherfucker.
He grabs a cup of water, and then he comes back, and he's like, wait, what were you saying? I'm like, So I keep telling my story, and then after like 10 seconds, he just turns and just dumps water
no.
in her face.
Right in her face. I was pissed. I was
what
like,
the fuck?
Don't.
How old like, was he? Jesus Christ.
He'd
last
be
week.
35. Yeah, I don't know. I was just like,
what a
what's
mess.
Going on? And he was like, well, she shouldn't be hanging out at my club.
Right. Remember the nerdy guy? I don't know who the fuck
that
he was.
Dude.
He tried to stand up.
Yo,
I go,
man,
do it, forget. You're
cool.
out of your element, dude. Just let
no,
that
no, no, no. This
no,
is
where's
not.
That guy at, man? I go, look, she has a boyfriend. She's not going to fuck you. And the guy's like, oh, okay. That's all it says.
Oh, never mind.
Like, wait, I'm not. So I'm not oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to walk back to the hole man. I crawled out of.
Yeah.
God. Middle ruthless.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. I was mad at Ari for doing that because I'm
like, it's
like,
what
dude.
The fuck? Come on.
But, you know. Because a woman shouldn't feel that fear of like
of
whatever.
Existing.
She cheated
so,
on him.
I understand.
Eleanor.
So beat up Bobby yeah. Lee. He hooked them up. Go
yeah.
back out there. Beat up Bobby.
I don't, even,
yeah,
know,
more
I don't even think she cheated on him. I think she
just
literally
like
just broke up with him
I think it was
to start dating,
dating
some other guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that'll
yeah.
happen.
But it was email talks that
yeah.
that sparked him.
Plus he you know, he punched.
I still check her email. Ari, why? It's 8 years later. Because I know the code.
He punched Bobby Lee in the face a couple times.
Oh, I can't
believe it. Wow, he was so heartbroken.
Yeah,
I missed
was.
One night at the Comedy Store, and it was Bobby Lee getting punched in his fucking face. I would have came all over the place.
Oh, my God. That would have been crazy to see.
I would have loved that. I would have helped.
Yeah.
I would have held him down. Fuck yeah.
Damn.
But no, we made up. Me, Bobby. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Eleanor, cool stop with the hate.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Bobby. No.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, Bobby.
Bobby's causing so much trouble.
Fucking Bobby. I'm just kidding. We made up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Rick was our ref. It was great.
I thought there was going to be a full.
Did you almost fight
possibly
Bobby?
Possibly fist fight.
Oh, I would kill them.
They were bitter enemies for decades.
Yeah.
And then
was there an incident or just
a couple? But yeah.
They actually
enough
made
that
up.
I was just like, goodbye.
They actually made up for the first time in decades on the Comedy Store podcast. But I didn't realize it was really that big of a deal. I just
he was just sitting there like,
Comedy Store
what
fight.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Like. It got all emotional, and he's like, oh, you guys actually hated each other.
Bobby kept standing up out of his seat, and he'd back away from
walking
the table
away.
Completely.
He's like afraid. I mean,
soak it in. And then
God
like,
forbid
okay.
you guys got in a fight. You'd kill him.
Uncomfortably yeah. kill him.
I can't imagine Bobby
I would have
ever
a flashback
fighting.
For no. my father.
No, I've never seen Bobby fight. I've just seen Bobby get punched in the face.
He did once
Ari.
Tell me he beat his grandma up with sticks.
That's cool.
And I laughed. It was like when I was the first time I ever opened for him, I was just hosting in Bray or something, and I laughed. And he was like, why is that funny? And I was like, I'm so scared.
Okay.
I did his podcast too, The Tiger Belly. Oh, and it was funny because his girlfriend, at one point, she went, Bobby, you did that? Like,
Eleanor, don't tell his stories.
And he was like, yeah. Like, he didn't know what to do.
He's like, I've done some things.
She was like, I'm on her side. Like,
oh, no.
It was great. Yeah,
we so funny.
But anyway, we worked it out. But all right, no more fighting.
Yep.
Everybody's nice. I got to go do a bar show.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So when is January 31st?
One Woman Show. And
one
then,
Woman Show.
You know, I have a podcast, Ignorance is Blessed.
Beautiful.
And I have a second one coming out called Existential Crisis on Valentine's Day. I'm doing a relationship podcast with my ex-boyfriend.
Good for you.
So we'll see if I kill myself. But for now,
It's going to be good podcasting.
Suicide podcasts.
I've done podcasting with my ex.
It could be fun because you know them really well. I don't know.
You can really out them.
Yeah, no, it's mostly just us actually, you're a piece of shit.
Is this that Guatemalan dick guy?
I wish.
Oh, I hope
Where are you, Christmas? That was his name.
Was that his name, Christmas?
Christmas Aldana.
God, that's beautiful.
I'd call him whatever he wanted me to.
I'll call him. I'll find him.
Eleanor will just call him.
I think he actually
right
has three kids now, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
you would think the sperm would freeze, but you know.
No, it just gets so far up in there, it shoots right into
the
ovary.
Throat.
Yeah.
Do you have any road dates coming up or anything?
God, I do, but I can't even think. I'll be in Nashville on February 19th.
Okay.
JMScomedy.com.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't fucking remember.
It's all on your web. Don't you hate that? I feel
it's like a good thing to be like, oh, I have enough that I don't remember which ones, but
yes,
it's a nightmare.
And so come to the Comedy Store. Rick's going to be at the Comedy Store.
Which I'll be at the Comedy Store. Go to the Comedy Store's website.
He's there.
Well, I'm trying to go on the road and tell everybody how great we are and how great the Comedy Store podcast is, and that Rick and I can go across the country doing this. That would be amazing. So I will be, I'm doing the Impractical Jokers cruise next week, or 2 weeks. February 6th through the 10th.
Oh my God, so fun.
But I think that's sold out. I don't know, so I don't have to promote that.
You're
right?
out. You're not getting into that, okay?
All right, I'm out. they're out.
They're
right.
out,
okay.
Yeah. You're in.
Too slow.
I'm at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Long Island. That's one of my favorites. That's February 15th and 16th.
I'll be at
Parks Casino, Philadelphia 13th.
I'll be at the Bristol Farms in Calabasas eating ham.
Amazing.
If anyone wants to come check it out.
Roasting ham.
And then I'll be with Dice, the Stress Factory. I think it's the 19th through the 23rd, I forget.
Great club.
New Jersey and Connecticut.
And
I
Connecticut.
Love that club.
Oh.
Yeah,
I haven't done it
both.
Yet. I hear really great things about it.
Oh, it's terrific. Both. I haven't done Connecticut, but I've only done Jersey. Jersey's great.
Yeah, I hear it's amazing.
Rick's done Jersey.
I did the Jersey one with Dice and everyone in the crowd. This was 2004, I think, and everyone in the crowd was fresh out of 1988.
Yes.
It was beautiful. Feathered hair, denim, head to toe.
Members only.
Just a gorgeous era of...
Delicious is
New
what
Jersey.
I call
that.
Yeah.
Fucking Jersey.
Josh, do you have anything to promote? Oh, he has to come in here, poor thing.
Jeez.
This is how we get people to do things for free. We let them promote.
Yes.
Here you go, Josh. Come right in here. So oh, there you go. Steal Jesse. I didn't want you
that
to...
That one thing from that one time. Yeah, the civilianization of the military podcast. For vets, by vets. I got just had
Mitch Burrell on, and Ebo Brewer, a couple store guys.
I love Ebo.
Veteran
Remember
TV
Ebo?
Came on.
Yeah, he pretended to play for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, that's amazing.
Thanks.
I hope.
But yeah, that's not...
Was I not supposed to tell everyone that tidbit? All right, go on.
How did that go?
I just remember people being like, do you know Ebo played for the Baltimore Ravens? I'm like, there's no way that's true. And then people were like, that didn't really happen. He was like, who told you that? And I was like, I have no idea.
It's called Google.
Yeah.
His name's Google.
Did he not know?
Yeah. John, it's just like Johnny Zapp playing for the Johnny Zapp played for the Raiders.
Oh, I can't.
So.
I was a Saint-Sation.
Were you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't meet the high requirements.
Jeez.
They don't book women.
Yeah.
Well, your vagina doesn't work here.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders don't book enough women.
Wow. I was the most talented guy at the Dallas Cowboys.
That's
Mitzi
so
said
weird.
So.
Did she? All right. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
Rate
don't listen
subscribe.
To Rick. There's not only four of you. There's a bunch of you.
There's at least seven.
Seven.
Thank you.
17 to 25 of you, and you guys better get more friends ASAP.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thank you.